I didn't want to say personally, but like, let's say imagine somebody else.
You know?
Like, let's say imagine somebody else went to a what's it called? A cloner or like.
This is Joe Callis, formerly of the Human League and the Rosillos, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bow. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Death where is your victory? You've been
hearts are broken.
Hearts are broken.
Eyes all filled with tears.
Eyes filled up with tears.
From words unspoken.
From words unspoken.
Mind all full of fears.
Mind all full of fears.
Lord, we know.
We know you can do it.
Change all that's wrong to right.
Change all that's wrong to right.
Put it all on the table.
Put it all on the table.
Save our
lives.
Put it all
in your name.
You understand.
You understand.
We need help and you can.
We need help and you can.
No better than.
Good morning, Brightsiders and visitors. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries, your perpetual optimist. And I'm not here by myself. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and our audio engineer extraordinaire is here. And I just want to say good morning to you, Brother Randall. How are you today?
Good morning. You know, we're going to have to do like a GMA welcome when we say good morning, Brightsiders.
Well, I don't watch GMA, so I don't know how they do it, but
we'll work on it. We'll work on it. We'll get together for next week. But good morning to yourself and all of our wonderful Brightside listeners.
Absolutely. Glad to hear you and glad to be here. And so, yes, we have another wonderful hour of music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And that first song was All in Your Hands by Bishop Marvin Stapp. After that, we have seven songs back to back, 30 minutes of uninterrupted music. music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. In our lineup today, we have I Don't Know Why Jesus Loved Me, the late, great Andre Crouch, Your Great Name, Todd Delaney, I Will Rejoice, Mr. William Murphy, I Will Rejoice Again, but this time with Miss Isabel David. Let's Just Praise the Lord, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and choir, Walking in Freedom, Brother Dale Anthony, In Christ Alone, Miss Lauren Daigle, and after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Somebody tell me, where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Oh, where would I be? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life?
Something happens when we call a neighbor. I feel the shifting when I call. I feel the breaking when I call. I feel the shifting when I call. I feel a breaker when I call you.
I want you to help me welcome Nicole Binion tonight. Come on. There's a river whose streams may glad the city of our God.
My sins away, so I will rejoice. 3:1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. My soul will bless the Lord and all that is within me. Oh, my soul will bless the Lord and all that is within me. Say, hey,
my soul.
Oh, will bless the Lord and all that is within me.
Celebrate.
believe in praising God. Come on, let's pray. Come on, lift those hands up and give him glory. Everything that have breath, praise the name of the Lord. The Potter's house is a combination of all cultures and all nationalities and ethnicities. We've come from every walk of life. We've come from east side, west side, north side, and south side. And now we're over here on God's side. What is our agenda? What did we come to do? We came to lift him up and to praise his name in every culture. Let's do it in Spanish. Hey. For my Hispanic brothers and sisters, South America and Mexico, Puerto Rico too, come on. In the blood of the Lamb. They come from every tongue and every culture and every nationality. And over in France, they would say, he's high and lifted up in his way. To my French-speaking brothers, he is Lord. He's wonderful. Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's do it. The world, they're talking about my Lord and your God. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Over in my neighborhood, we just prayed. Hey, he's worthy to be praised. He's my God and my King. From Harlem to Washington, from New York to LA. Praise him like you. If you don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Give him glory and praise. Come on, yeah. Oh.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are a listener-supported radio for open ears, and I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you're here with me, where there's a bright side. There is a bright side somewhere, right now, right here, with me on WGXC.
Thank you for helping me see that freedom is in you. I'm ready to take the limits off.
So where you lead, Lord, I will follow. to the waters,
calling me out of my will and into your purpose,
so I might stand on every promise.
And this is how
you made me free.
Freedom is here today. Can't take this walk alone. Father, I need your help.
Not by might nor my own power, but
by the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, I speak.
By the Spirit of God,
yes,
I speak to the mountain.
And every mountain's gotta move. Every mountain's gotta move. Yeah.
You call me onto the water.
I hear you calling my name, but will I answer your call?
So I might stand on every promise.
And this is how
you made me free.
Yeah, freedom is here today. And the weight's a little lighter, cause
chains holding me.
No, I'm letting them go today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Father, I'm taking you by the hand, cause I've realized
you made me free.
Yeah, and I'm walking with you, cause
today I am walking in freedom.
Yes, the weight's a little lighter now.
Chains holding me.
I'm letting them go. Today,
today I am walking in freedom.
I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward, and I declare
this is the day that I am letting go of the pain.
Yes,
letting go of the shame.
Yes,
letting go of the memory.
Yes,
that seek to kill and destroy me. And
hallelujah!
Getting out of the way.
I'm getting out the way. I'm ready for what you have for me. I'm ready to go on my destiny. Yeah. Yeah. Father, my heart's open wide. I've cried long enough. I've done it my way long enough. Don't want to remain the same. I'm ready for change. And like the prodigal son, I'm running back to you. I'm getting out of my own way. I'm ready to let go of the weight. It's over. The chains are broken. By faith, I'm covered. Yes. Because every weight that I've carried and every chain that's kept me bound, you turn the limited into the limitless. Yes. Yeah. So I'm not looking back. But I'm looking forward to what I will be, cause every promise is bringing purpose. Yeah, yes. So I've got my eyes set on you, and I've got my heart set on you. My steps are ordered, my path is ordered. Hallelujah. So help me to see me the way you see me. Take the limits off and put on the whole armor of you. I'm letting go of the pride, letting go of the shame today. Cause I got my liberty, I got my liberty. Oh yes. Hey, say every sin, every mistake, every failure is wiped away. My past is not my destiny. I'm grateful.
decided that today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Yeah, letting it go today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease.
Beloved, today I want to talk to you about being one nation under God, one nation under God. In one nation, we are people who have different religions, different spiritual beliefs and outlooks. And in some traditions, the serving of many gods. And yet we are one nation under God. In this nation called the United States, home of the United Nations, we know that this is true. In this nation made up of 57 semi-sovereign states that are led by a president, an executive branch of government, and a judicial branch, there is a nation whose head is God, the God of Abraham, Ishmael, and Jesus, the God of the oppressed and the imprisoned, the God of the wealthy and the not so wealthy and the poor, the healthy and the not so healthy, the God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. As in the other nations within this nation, there are many different types of people in this one nation under God. There are extremists and fundamentalists and conservatives and liberals and progressives. They march under their banners. But there's a banner that is of the Almighty, and that is the banner that we march under. In this one nation under God, we endeavor to live according to the rules of our nation, to abide by its laws, and to live as one among many. We share a message that is open to anyone who will hear it, the message that God so loves us, one nation under God. To be sure, as in any other nation, there are citizens who stumble on their path. There are Christians who commit crimes, saints who sin, and those rewards, those consequences, those recompenses are sure, but there is a God who would show mercy, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to those who would confess and repent. The head of this nation, one nation under God, allows us for certain types of dual citizenship. You can be a member of this country, and you can be a nation, a member of the nation under God. The boundaries and borders of this nation, they reach far beyond the spacious skies, the amber waves and the purple mountains of America. No matter where you go in the world, when you meet a fellow citizen of the nation that is under God, you are made more aware of the blessedness of being part of the family of God, the nation that is under God. Jesus said, I have a kingdom. It is not of this world. A kingdom where there is no disorder, no chaos, and no confusion. A kingdom where there is no sickness, no death, no dying, no sorrow, no sin. The word of God tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, that there is contained in scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. And he that believes in him, or they that believe in him, shall not be confounded. That unto you who believe, he is precious. Unto you who do not, he's a stumbling stone and an offense. But for us who believe, he is the gift of salvation and entryway into God's nation, one nation that is under God. In Proverbs chapter 2, it says, my child, if you accept these words and treasure them and keep my commandments with you, that they'll give you wisdom and give you understanding. I'm glad to be a part of the dual citizenship of being under one nation under God in America and one nation under God in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I'm glad for the insight that the Bible gives me on how to live as a citizen of these two kingdoms. I'm glad for the understanding. I'm glad for the insight. I'm glad for the wisdom to know that not only do I have a home in America, but we have a home in heaven with God. As I think about my loved ones who have gone before me, who had that dual citizenship, I'm assured that one day there's going to be a great reunion. I think about those who are doing this work, journeying in life together with me now. And as we all say, farewells one by one as we get older or we succumb to sickness or in some other way succumb to death. I am excited to know that there is a nation under God that has no end. Yes, beloved, the kingdom of heaven. So the word of God, which gives us wisdom, gives us a lamp to walk along life's way and lights that path for us, helps us as we live in this nation with many forms of Christianity, many forms of religious thought, many forms of worship and service, the one true and living God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of all mankind, the creator and sustainer of all life, is under his Godhead, his sovereignty. that I come and encourage us, though we be a nation where there are fundamentalists, extremists, conservatives, liberals, and progressives, there is one banner under which we can all walk, the banner of the Almighty. We endeavor to live according to his rules, abide by his laws, and live among the many, sharing a message that is open to all. For God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life in that kingdom where God is our Father. This is Pastor Kim, and those are my thoughts.
I've got joy in the struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus. He gave me beauty for ashes, turned my life around. He broke my chains, and now I dance on solid ground. For all he's done to save me, I will raise my voice. I've got Jesus, so I've got joy. He bore all of my burdens, yeah, my debt has been paid. Then he said to my dry bones, rise up out of that grave. He has all of my worship, all the honor and praise. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus.
Beloved, we are coming into the fifth month of this new year. How time flies. Coming up in this new week, in this new month, National Day of Prayer on May 4th at 5 p.m., we'll be at the gazebo at the Columbia County Courthouse to share in the expression and observation of the National Day of Prayer. Looking for all of our friends and all of our visitors that will come on out and be there with us. We're going to have a good time. National Nurses Day is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and a memorial service for our beloved brother and friend, Mr. Alan Skerritt, will be held on May 6th at 3 p.m. State Street Amy Zion Church is celebrating their 173rd anniversary on May 7th at 11 a.m. I will be the pastor, preacher for the hour. And on May 7th, I'm going to be in concert at 2:30 p.m. at the First Reformed Church. I hope I see you all at one of these events. And if you do stop by, shake my hand, say hello. Let me know that you're being blessed by the Bright Side. If you're celebrating a birthday in May, I want to say happy birthday to you. And want you to remember, no matter how great a day, how dark the sky, how dark the clouds, the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim praying for you. Have a blessed week and happy May.
Say